Let's say good afternoon. We begin today Simin Lamed Zayin in Hilchos Tefillin. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, this is on page Samech Hei in the Dershim Mishneh Berurah. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, Gadol Schar Mitzvahs Tefillin. Great is the reward for the Mitzvah of Tefillin. V'chomish she'eno manicham hu bechlal poshe yisua begufan. So the Shulchan Aruch begins on a very positive note. Namely, that there is incredible reward for the mitzvah of tefillin, but then it's also very quick to say that one who does not fulfill this mitzvah is included in the category of those who actively sin with their body. So the Mishneh Berurah comments on this. He says, "Schar siv katan aleph shekalamanich in ma'arich yomim ba'olam hazeh. Whoever puts on tefillin enjoys longevity in this world." Sheneemar Hashem aleihem yichyu. Kilomar osim shenosim shema Hashem aleihem betefillin yichyu. Those who carry upon them selves the name of God, as represented in the tefillin, will live. Umuftach shu ben olam haba. He could be assured that he will have a place in the world to come. Ve'ein eish shal gehenem sholid bo. And the fires of Gehenna will have no impact on him. V'chal avonosav nimchalilo. And all of his sins will be forgiven. Incredible, incredible reward for the mitzvah of tefillin. The Mishneh Berurah goes on in Siv Katan Beis, she'eino manicham. Perish. So the Mishneh Berurah says that when we talk about the idea, when the Shulchan Aruch says that someone who does not put on tefillin is considered to be one who actively sins with their body, this is true even if one puts on tefillin only at intervals. So he's putting on tefillin sometimes, but most of the time that he's not. And of course, it goes without saying that if he goes ahead and is constantly or perpetually negating this mitzvah, then of course he is considered to be like one who sins actively with his body. The Prima Gadim goes a step further and says a very dramatic statement that even one who misses one day of tefillin is also considered to be bechla poshe Yisrael, is considered to be someone who actively sins with his body. Gimel, in the Mishneh Berurah, bechla poshe Yisrael, v'davko shena monicha mishol shamitzah bezuya be'inab. What kind of person are we talking about over here when he's not putting on tefillin that is considered to be someone who actively sins with his body? This is talking about someone who does not put on tefillin because the mitzvah is degrading in his eyes. So, but however, if somebody doesn't put on tefillin because they say to themselves, I know that tefillin requires a clean body, and I'm nervous that I can't keep a clean body. So the Mishneh Berurah says, remember, as long as you could keep a clean body for Shman Shmona Esrei, you should put on tefillin. And most people, barring any kind of significant illness, have the ability to do it. So if a person doesn't put on tefillin at all because they're afraid of keeping a clean body, this is wrong. It's not the right approach, but such an individual is not considered to be an active sinner with their body. The idea is, you're only bechlal poshe Yisrael begufan, only considered to be one who actively sins with their body, if one actively negates the mitzvah because they feel the mitzvah is beneath them, or the mitzvah is not worthwhile. He goes on, he says, V'chol shekein, im ha-mitzvah tamid chaviv alav, v'nisar she'aguf naki, ach atva islay onis choli she'in gufa naki, v'chol le'alma in alav din po she'yisrah b'chla. Certainly, again, if one is normally careful with the mitzvah, but now one is not putting on tefillin because one has some type of condition that prevents them from keeping a clean body, of course it goes without saying that one is not considered to be an active sinner with their body for failure to put on tefillin under such circumstances. V'dah, Now, it's interesting is the following. According to the first approach of the Mishneh Berurah, so it sounds like the only time a person is considered to be an active sinner with his body vis-a-vis the mitzvah of tefillin is when a person purposely doesn't put it on because they feel the mitzvah is just simply unimportant or degrading in their eyes. However, the Bach takes it a step further and says, even if someone doesn't put on tefillin, not because they feel the mitzvah is beneath them, or the mitzvah is degrading, but because they're apathetic, they're lazy, or quote-unquote, they're too busy with work, any of those things. So the Bach still says that that the failure to put on tefillin, even under those circumstances, still makes one an active sinner with their body. Asht ach diyesh chiluk b'neihem le'inyan onesh. V'davar zeh, So the Mishneh Berurah says that this is an open rebuke of those who, when they put on tefillin, let's say, let the shalrosh lay on their forehead instead of on the top of the head, or don't put the shalyan on the right place of the bicep, because as we learned earlier, if your tefillin is not in the right place, then it's as if you did not put the tefillin on at all. And because of laziness, people don't take the time to put their tefillin on the right way, and they lose out on the mitzvah. So the Mishnah Berurah says that to lose out on the mitzvah, because one is apathetic or one doesn't care, literally puts you into the category of one who actively sins with his body. Ukvar zeres al zeh gam kin osanu. And again, remember the Prima Gadim already said that tefillin that are not placed properly on the body are as if they're sitting in the bag. So the idea is if you don't have your tefillin in the right place, it is as if you did not wear them at all, and would put one, again, in the category of poshe Yisrael begufan, those who actively sin with their bodies. Dalid begufan. Mishnah Berurah v'dino pasuk v'shas rashana yodzayin dafilu hu ish benoni didarko HaKadosh Baruch Hu lahatos hakaf klapei chesed mecheven shnimtza besoch havanos of avonzeh kof kaf chova machras vu muchrach leirid gehenim. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes a very dramatic Gemara. The Gemara says even if someone is a ish benoni, and in the middle of the road kind of guy, equal averos, equal mitzvos, if unfortunately he has within his averos this avera of not putting on tefillin, that chas v'shalom tilts the scales against his favor. And again, a very, very dramatic, overwhelming Gemara. And if chas v'shalom, a person has this avera of not putting on tefillin, and therefore, again, they are considered to be like one who sins actively with their body, then even after the neshama spends 12 months in Gehenim, the neshama is literally incinerated, and the dust is spread underneath the feet of the righteous. Whatever this actually means, the point that the halacha is trying to make is that clearly in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, klapei Shmaya, failure to put on tefillin is almost such an abdication of physical abilities and physical responsibilities, that here HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a guf, and the only way to be able to uplift the guf is through mitzvos, and failure to do that relegates the physical to just the most base, almost animalistic level. And therefore, if one abuses their physicality in such a dramatic fashion, the punishment ultimately is absolute obliteration. The ayin sham betosas, the chozek shlo asa tshuva. Of course, all of this is only assuming that a person did not do tshuva. If a person does tshuva, then of course they have the ability to atone for any sin. The yan ki koach gadol, ki gadol koach hamitzvah kolkach, ulahape chaonesh, ulahape chaonesh, achmana litzlan, lachin yizar kol adam liknos tefillin misofer mum chavir yishmaim ba'al Torah, vichin ratzuos yikne me'ish neman, kidei shiye batuach shenevdu lishma me'oros tahoros. Therefore, now that we see how serious the mitzvah of tefillin is, a person has to be very careful to buy his tefillin only from a reputable sofer, and to buy the ritzuos only from a trustworthy individual, in order that one should know that the hide was tanned for the sake of the mitzvah of tefillin, and came from kosher animals. Kimishu maniach tefillin psulim lo levad shinu mekayim ha-mitzvah ala shemavarek kam v'kam brachos levatalo shu avin gadol. Because if one chas v'shalom puts on a pair of tefillin that is not kosher, not only is one not yotzi the mitzvah of tefillin, but it turns out that one has actually made multiple blessings in vain, which of course again is a terrible avera. Uba'avonosinu harabim hamachshele b'mashakonim tefillin ratzuos iman duhu lefi shemochrim bezol v'ruban einon mirubain v'od yeser kikulim shematzui bahen ve'es ksivasan. And unfortunately, says the Mishnah Berurah, there are many people who buy from non-reputable sources simply because they're cheaper than everyone else. And it turns out that a person could actually be purchasing non-kosher tefillin. The chol yirei shemaim yitein alibo im amabusha vekelof humahader shiuki tikunam mikol shekem vechavtei shemaim shle yitzam tzim v'yachos ala kasef. So a person has to think to themselves, if on a person's clothing and his articles, a person is careful to make sure to go ahead and make sure they are in order. The meaning, if a person only wears nice clothing, clean clothing, appropriate clothing, so if a person is so meticulous with their external clothing, of course a person has to be meticulous with their spiritual clothing as well. Shelo yitzamtzim v'yachos al kesef, el yahadr liknos osun shem bevadek shirim, af shemechirim rav, that a person has to make sure to spend the requisite amount of money on their tefillin, even if it's expensive, to ensure their kashrus quality. The kasav adarchim moshe v'shem mordechai, and the Moshe writes in the name of the Mordechai, Yesh Adam Mahadrach Tfilin Noim, Shene Emar Zeke Livan Veu. So the Mordechai writes that a person should try to purchase beautiful tefillin, because this is the actualization of the concept of Zeke Livan Veu, this is my God and I will exalt him, which is the concept of Hidr Mitzvah. Dahainu, Shek Savan Lavlar Umon Bik Sav Noe, you should go ahead and go to a proficient scribe
who writes in nice print, ubidiyo na'im, with good ink, ubakumos na'im, with a proper quill, uklafim na'im, and good parchment. So let's look at the Mechaber Halacha Beis. Mitzvasan liyosum alav klayom. It is a mitzvah to wear tefillin all day. But because tefillin require a clean body, and a person should not flatulate while wearing tefillin, nor should a person become distracted while wearing tefillin, and most people don't have the ability to be so meticulous and pay such attention for a prolonged period of time. Therefore, na'agu shlo lahanicham kol hayom. Therefore, the minhag has developed that we no longer wear tefillin the entire day. So when do we wear it? Mikol makom tzarach kol adam lizar b'hem liosam ala b'shas kriyas shma tefillah. But a person at least has to make sure to have his tefillin on him at the time of Shema and the time of Shmona Esrei. Writes the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Hei Liosam Alav Debizman Katzar Kazeh Bekal Yochal Lizar Me'afacha Me'hesech Hadas. Because over this shorter amount of time, meaning just Shema and Shmona Esrei, a person has the ability to be careful from flatulence and from becoming distracted. Sif Katan Vav Bishas Kriyas Shema. Why wear it? So you have to dafka wear tefillin, even if you're not wearing it the whole day, one should at least wear it during Shema and Shmona Esrei. Writes the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Vav Dechalakori Kriyas Shema Below Tefillin. Because whoever reads Shema without wearing tefillin, Kilu Meyad Edo Sheker Batzmo. It's as if he's giving false testimony about himself. Because remember, again, in the parasha of Shema, both in the first and second paragraphs, you have a mention of the mitzvah of tefillin. Therefore, to go ahead and read the Shema, not wear the tefillin, ultimately is as if one is giving false testimony against themselves. But if one did not have tefillin at the time they said Shema, or one was ill, and therefore one was able to put on tefillin, so one should go, the time for tefillin is the entire day. And a person should put on tefillin anytime they can. And even if a person can't recite Shema with tefillin, a person at least should put on the tefillin, because the act of putting on the tefillin at least ensures that one has fulfilled the mitzvah in the most basic way. Sif katan zayin utfila va'ayin le'elsim chav hei sif yud gimel v'zehu l'chol adam aval anshei maisa noagin l'lmot achara tefillah b'tefillin. So remember again, the Shulchan Aruch said that we try to wear a tefillin for at least Shema and Shmona Esrei, right? But the Mishnah Berurah comments that Anshei Maisa, individuals of a higher level, have the custom to learn after davening while still wearing their tefillin. Ach, yesh lizar shlo daber b'hem dvar metelim. But one must make sure that one not talk about mundane things when one is wearing their tefillin. Dimilvad iser dvarim betelim hu ba'ayidezele dehesach adas. Because in addition to the fact that you really can't speak about dvarim betelim, unnecessary, unimportant things when wearing tefillin, ultimately, again, it could lead to hesach hadas, a distraction. And again, this was referenced, earlier on, as we discussed before in Simin Chof Ches. I will say we will stop over here. In Meretz Hashem, we will pick up with Sif Gimel tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.